Good morning. My name is Christine Connell. As I was introduced, I'm the CEO at Lutheran Social Services here in the National Capital Area. I want to take a brief moment to thank you for your hospitality this morning in having myself and some of my staff join us in your worship and some of your other exciting activities today. My hope is that each of you learn a little bit about us and about the work that we do on behalf of the congregations here in the metro area as we learn a little bit more about faith and the congregation. As an ELCA deacon, I am humbled and proud to lead and work side by side with a team of individuals who tirelessly seek to make the lives of our community better. They care for infants and children, teenagers, young families, and families who have spent years in limbo, unsafe, all with the goal of showing them love, compassion, and welcome while giving them a sense of safety and community. That is what we do. So I have to be honest and tell you that the thought of preaching on Pentecost, the Sunday when we acknowledge the birth of the church, was a little bit anxiety-provoking for me. It's such an important day in the church year. But this day, here in Arlington, I believe is not just a commemoration of the event noted by Luke in the book of Acts. If I may be so bold, I do believe it's your own Pentecost. Today, in those moments we have yet to experience out there in the street, there will be a very public sign of a changing times, a new community called by the Spirit, making everyone as belonging to God, as God's agents in the world. You will be a community working together, filled with the Spirit, and moving out to equip people to communicate about God. That violent wind that we hear in verse 2 in the book of Acts is a blowing strong wind here in Arlington today, and I can take that kind of violence any day of the week. When your congregation and congregation Etz Chaim embrace diversity and publicly invite the community to witness your journey together, your community of faith becomes a community of prophets. What a banner to lead a procession under. Hate has no home here. What does this mean? Heard many times as we study Luther's Catechism, but reminding us here in verse 12 as a question asked in all generations following the birth of the church. God created an environment where all were heard and understood, regardless of their lineage and their origins. The words heard spoke truths needing to be said. God spoke to everyone present on that day in a language each individual could understand. These first prophets used promises and images from the past to share the message for their current day and a vision for the future. God is God of all, and God gets it and gets us. Again, I ask, what does this mean? It means that back then, just as now, the community of prophets were visionaries and dreamers. Can each of you here today actually embrace the idea that you are visionary? And dare I suggest that each of you is able to speak in tongues as you share your faith and your witness in your everyday context? And do you wonder that you are living into God's future and have a responsibility for sharing that message? I know it is a huge concept for each of us to consider personally. This wind, this Holy Spirit blowing us into new and unexpected places is what brought me here to you today. I'd like to think that the journey was very grace-filled, but it's only as I reflect that I can embrace that path that brought me here. My father worked for the United States Air National Guard, and when I was a young teen in the 70s living in Prince George's County, he attended an international war college that had officers from many different countries' respective militaries. Not long after that training, the Viet Cong took over Vietnam. And one of those attendees was forced to evacuate immediately at the airbase or die at the hands of the communist regime taking over the country. Mr. V called the only person he knew in the United States, and that was my father. My parents offered Mr. V a place in our family, and he lived with us for many years as he mourned the loss of family and country and worked to establish a life here in the United States. I've shared that story many times over my lifetime, and I'm rooted in the knowledge that that single act by my parents created the heart for service that I have today. But my point in sharing Mr. V's story is that that work of that Holy Spirit, that violent wind that blew around, blowing in my life for the last 53 years, brought me full circle 16 months ago when I was asked to lead LSS of the National Capital Area and learned that the very agency that I now represent was the agency that worked with my family to help stabilize Mr. V. That violent wind led my family on a large journey of sharing God's church, just as it is doing here today in this place. We are all called to action. Today, we are experiencing a refugee crisis just such has never been seen in our history. Millions of individuals are displaced all over the world, and our country is divided on what or who makes us safe or at risk. Feelings like that get even more polarized each time unconscionable acts like those occurring in London yesterday happen and are shared around the world. This is probably, for me, one of the largest call to action prophesying opportunities I've experienced firsthand. God's actions in our reading today of Acts stands as a notice of God's intentions to reclaim the entire world, not just those who self-identify. We are not called to reject or make determination for God of who qualifies and who does not. Being different is not a problem to be solved. Overlaying our differences with prejudices meant to exclude is the problem. That is nowhere close to what God intended for his people back at the birth of the church, nor is it his intention now. Hate has no home here. God, in his birthing of the church in that first Pentecost event, did not erase our differences. What I believe in my entire being is that God invites us to celebrate what makes us so unique and amazingly different. Being different is not something we need to ever fix. God joins us in the midst of our human messiness and continues to light a path for the prophets to lead the church. Today, that is you and that is me. As a quick touch-in on some of the amazing changes taking place at churches just like yours, I share with you that at this Pentecostal moment, or in this movement, if you will, we are experiencing many amazing things in our congregations around the arena. It has led in three Episcopal churches in the Georgetown area to join and become a good neighboring sponsoring congregation with over 100 volunteers seeking to work and support the family that they're waiting to receive. And what I learned from their coordinator is that that isn't just seen as people volunteering, but their pews are filling up with people who are seeking a place to find answers to all of the things that we're experiencing every day in our current world. Those 100 volunteers represent many of those new people or those returning people who were sitting in the pews trying to find their way to respond to the call to action. In this church, God is reclaiming and sending out prophets. I want to also share about a synagogue in Falls Church that wanted to work with a refugee family and joined with a local mosque and a Lutheran congregation to prepare for a Syrian family. Today, those relationships are still growing, and the volunteers are still coming out of the woodwork. And what they did was take a step back from all of the things that those three different faiths make and exhibit as different to know that as God's family, we are all in the same family. God's visionaries and dreamers in action sharing God's church. God's church at that first Pentecost described in today's text engages us in understanding where we come from. God's church now, Faith Lutheran Church now, today, in its own Pentecost, is an amazing place of mission and ministry as each prophet tells God's story. I am grateful to be here today in the midst of so many visionaries, dreamers, and prophets. Amen.